Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
Rudy was trying to convince this table of girls that we were with that Playboy Cardi was the hottest guy he could think of. And then we were like, no, that's not right. And Rudy got like actually offended. Like we called Rudy ugly. Like, no, he's hot. He's hot. He pulled up a bunch of pictures that weren't online in his album. In his
oh my God.
Roll. And then the conversation like moved on like 30 minutes later and Rudy hasn't spoken a word. And then he had a bunch more pictures to show. They're like, all right, we're going to go get a drink.
Yeah.
Okay, welcome to The Bracket, episode 152. We have a special episode planned for you today. We are doing which athlete would be the best gladiator. We're doing it fictional debate style. So each one of these athletes that are going to get mentioned is going to have their own chance at a weapon wheel, which we did do towards the end of fictional debates.
That's
so
right.
We're going to spin it. And you're going to get a weapon, and that's going to be applied to them throughout the rest of the match. It's me, Tommy, Nick, KB, and the latest motherfucker on the goddamn planet, Rudy Junda. This guy's
never been on time for anything.
Inconsiderate prick. It's one of the most selfish qualities a person can have to consistently say my time is more valuable than yours. I don't
world
respect
revolves
your
around
time.
Him.
Yep.
World revolves
what's
around.
Up, Rudy?
It makes me irrationally angry. There he is.
Walks in now. Told him, warned him this morning. I said, hey, 10 a.m. 10 a.m. Don't forget, 10 a.m. Man, 10 a.m.
That's Rudy though.
And he goes, I'll be there. Don't worry.
Tommy.
But in Rudy's defense, he does live a 3-minute walk from.
Wait,
the
Tommy, yeah. Tommy.
Rudy,
I don't mean to tell you this. Actually, I've been working on it. This is my first miss in a while.
No, it isn't.
Yeah,
I missed last week.
There's no start time for anus.
We texted the yes, we do. No, yes, there is. We texted the night before.
No, that's a rolling start time.
No, it's not.
Kyle, don't come on.
But you will like do things right outside of the door.
Yeah, I'm getting ready.
No, and then you can't get ready.
Okay, yeah, I do it too. So I don't want, but you. You've been doing it.
I've been working on it because it is rude.
This is an intervention.
Yeah.
For Rudy's
a
lateness.
Late intervention.
I was so hoping Tommy wasn't going to be here because I was like, oh, he's going to fuck. Oh,
I've been
here,
we were
ripping 10 on the
you.
Dot.
Yeah.
You would have hated it.
I can't. There's something about 10 I just can't hit.
Shut the fuck.
That's the worst I've ever heard in my life.
It's just, I don't know if it's the physical look of 1 and 0.
Honestly,
I just can't hit 10.
It's like a knuckleball.
Crazy.
It's so crazy. You're saying, would it be better if we started at 9 your time?
Like 9:30, because then it's a little bit earlier. Like 10, you think you always have time.
Yeah.
And you just don't. Like 9:30, I'm like, all right, it's a little bit earlier. That's on me. It's very selfish. I know. I'm working on it. I really am.
Hey,
at least
you owned up to it. That's the first step.
Yep. If you didn't own up to it, I was going to bring up every timestamp of me telling you the time for over the last 24 hours.
I mean, it's crazy. It's like hieroglyphics to me. I have every intention of being on time and just can't be done.
But hey, no one gives a shit about the early guy.
Yeah.
No one's singing his praises.
Thank you, Kyle.
But before we get to that, let's talk about Ibotta. Big holidays mean big family get together, so gather around your loved ones and enjoy all of the holiday traditions you cherish with the help of cashback from Ibotta. This month, Ibotta is giving new users 100% cashback on their Thanksgiving feasts. Just add the offers from the app to redeem everything that you need to make your Thanksgiving feast complete. All you have to do is shop at your favorite retailers and upload your receipt. Ibotta gives you cashback on hundreds of grocery items, from produce to personal care to pantry goods, so that you can get everything you need for the holidays. Other apps give you points that don't amount to much. With Ibotta, you get real cash back that you can cash into your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. You can also earn cash back on hundreds of online brands and retailers, too, when you start with Ibotta, including Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Download the Ibotta app now and use code BRACKET to get 100% cash back on your Thanksgiving feast. Starting November 1st, just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app and use code BRACKET. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code BRACKET. All right. First matchup of the day, number 12 seed versus number 5 seed. A matchup of defensive ends. It is number 12, Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa has been making some waves lately. Getting some class from Tommy. No idea why, but...
is he the 49er?
Yeah, he's the 49er. And I'll send some...
Patriot. He's a Patriot also, though.
Yeah, that's also true. It's also very true. Nick Bosa is massive. He's a tremendously huge human being. And he's
the biggest.
There's a picture of him with shorts on that... Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's shocking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seen.
And Nick Bosa is going up against number 5 seed, another defensive end again, Myles Garrett. And Myles Garrett is one of the most insanely huge human beings you've ever seen in your life.
Wait, so for a gladiator, what type of traits are we looking for other than just brute strength and size?
I think you need elusiveness. I think you do need strength. I think you need some sort of ability physically. That too. Cunning helps.
Mm-hmm. Are we? So we're saying they're in a one-on-one
movie
battle.
Gladiator?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I want to who would avoid the net and trident guy? That guy in my mind unbeatable.
Yeah.
So good thing you mentioned
Gladiator.
I haven't.
He had a net with a trident, so he'd throw a net over you and then stab you with a trident. Oh.
Now this is
why the net.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do they do that again? I don't remember that.
I think it's to stop
you. He gets
killed,
but...
Yeah. He does get killed immediately, like so fast.
Right, but it should be like OP. If somebody threw a net on me.
Yeah, I'd be fucked.
I'd be pissed.
So, I'd be like, hold on, like, wait.
So which one of these guys can avoid a net and trident? Yeah.
So to give you guys the sizes, by the way, Nick Bosa's 6'4", 266.
Nick Bosa's that tall?
He's big. He's a big boy. And Myles Garrett.
He presents like a shorter dude. He
has a short face.
He looks like he's like 5'11".
Yeah.
Because he has so much muscle, you're like, he can't be that.
That's it. It's his like, he has like stubby arms that are so big.
Mm-hmm. And Myles Garrett is 6'4", 271 and also trains MMA in the offseason. Just something to keep in mind.
I just want to see these two go at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sexually.
There should be a defense versus defense football game.
That would be great.
Yeah. All right, so let's do the wheel for this one. It's going to be, first up,
It's going to come down to this.
We're going to do Nick Bosa. So Nick Bosa is going up first with his weapons. And I just randomized the weapons here, so it could be anything he gets.
Oh, trident net.
Trident net's on there. So Nick Bosa gets a pocket knife.
Wait. Let's keep going. Keeps going. No,
it's pocket knife. Fucking dangerous.
Yeah, that is.
I think he'd be better off without it. I don't know.
I mean, no.
It's still
you could stab a person.
So dude.
That's still pretty dangerous.
You would rather go against Nick Bosa without a pocket knife?
No, that's a good point. Oh, fuck, that's Nick Bosa.
Yeah.
He's mad at us, charging us. Does he have a pocket knife?
Yeah. Oh, thank God I got...
Oh, we're fucked.
Thank God I got pocket knife Nick Bosa, not just Nick Bosa.
Regular Nick Bosa.
I think he could do more damage with his hand.
I do, too.
He doesn't have to use the pocket knife.
There's a fucking knife.
Pocket knives are like this big, dude.
He wouldn't pierce me too far, whereas with his hands, it could be instant.
Well, I mean, for any of us, he does not need the pocket knife. Yeah. It's not about us. Right. It's about who he's pacing. So remember,
right. I like the wheel feature a lot.
Yeah, because these two beasts, I don't even know.
I think one's a bigger beast in my mind.
So now we have
Miles?
Nick Bosa
Miles.
With a pocket knife is going up now against Myles Garrett with, let's see what he ends up with. This could be dangerous.
Oh!
Get rap, end the show.
That's what you're talking about?
Yeah. I gotta look this up.
I don't think Bosa do too well with the net.
No, a net would really
frustrate.
He'd be
like, what is this?
He starts speaking like the Tasmanian devil.
Yeah. Oh, this is not what I was thinking of. Yeah. This thing's avoidable.
And so you throw a big-ass net onto the guy, and then you stab him with a trident. It's a big-ass spear, basically.
Yeah, no, that's not great.
So we'll start out. Let's start with you. Who wins in this fight, Nick Bosa with a pocket knife or Myles Garrett with a trident
net? But I think you'd want like the trident net with somebody a little bit more agile, less bulky.
You'd want to use it against someone?
No. Like,
or you'd want
to
have it.
It's a waste of his giant size to have something like that.
Yeah, because if I saw him, I'd be like, why do you have a fucking net?
Yeah.
Like if Myles Garrett had a fucking club.
Yeah, like a hammer.
Yeah. Like a Samson club. Yeah, that would be perfect.
Yeah.
I think that might just slow him down.
Yeah. Regardless of the weapons, I still think Myles Garrett, strictly off the fact that he likes to do poetry, and that's more the vibe of like Gladiator. Like
everything you say is gayer than the previous.
Yeah. And so, but think about it though. Like back then, like what's his fucking name? Maximus.
Yeah.
in the show, he's like walking through the fields and like rubbing his hands on the wheat and like waxing poetic about his dead wife and kids.
Yeah, a warrior poet,
right? A warrior poet. Whereas like Nick Bosa is just like eating like a turkey leg. Like I the character wise, Myles Garrett.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And then you add a trident and net. It's no question, Myles Garrett.
Rudy's not voting for Nick Bosa because he wore the Make America.
Yeah, yeah. We all get where you go.
I thought it was his brother.
No,
Joey?
It was Nick.
No, it was Nick.
Oh. Yeah, obviously. I don't give a shit.
KB.
So this is more weapon versus weapon.
It's part of it for sure.
That's part of
I think Myles Garrett is the bigger beast in all senses. Maybe I think he's better at football too.
They are
and he has the superior weapon.
They're about as close as you can be, probably.
Body of work, full body of NFL work. Yeah. I think he's better. So I'm going to go Myles Garrett.
Two for Myles Garrett. Nick?
I think Myles has the mind. He has the body of an absolute monster, but he has the mind of somebody that studied the blade. And so I think he would be like pretty nice with the trident. I think he would like honor the weapon and like really, really hone his craft. And I think he's the bigger beast.
Yep. And the net, too. I think we're like really sleeping on the net.
Oh, I've seen Bosa interviews. He's dumb.
Oh, he is.
He's like three words per minute. You'll like think of each word for a while, and then.
But that makes for the better glide.
I think it might be a sign of his calmness more than his stupidity. But he is stupid.
But I think stupidity. I would rather
in a
like,
battle.
If I was going to bet on a gladiator.
Mm-hmm.
I would take the dumber one.
I feel a cerebral man will be like, my chances are low.
Yeah,
and they'll get nervous.
Fuck, I might have to switch.
You want to switch over to Nick Bosa and his pocket knife?
I think Myles Garrett is a freak.
Yeah?
He's a freak.
Like, genetically?
No.
Sexually?
Sexually.
A sexual freak.
Sure. Sexually.
No, that's a different guy on the team.
That's right. Right you are.
So we're all sticking with Myles Garrett for now. I would, between these two.
His traps look like the top of a pizza.
What does that mean?
So big and rounded.
You mean like a crust of a pizza?
Like a full pizza.
Like
it looks like the top half of a full perfect.
Oh, gotcha.
Like a wheel.
So between these two, I think it really comes down to the weapons make a difference here, and I would stick with Myles Garrett over Nick Bosa. Tommy.
You guys are missing a huge factor, and that it's if there was a modern day gladiator tournament, you would probably say that's pretty similar to a UFC event, right?
Sure.
And you know who loves to go to UFC events is Donald J. Trump. And that's if you think Nick Bosa is going to lose a gladiator match with Trump in the crowd,
Trump in the crowd,
you got another thing coming.
That's a really good point, Tom.
Now he would set records. He would have not believe the things he'd do with that pocket knife. So I'm going to go with Nick Bosa.
It'd be like Jordan Poole in front of a hot, hot, fat ass.
Yeah. Shit, that's good. So Myles Garrett's going to win, though, 4-1. Our next matchup is the 4 seed versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed, standing at 6'1", 250, Ray Lewis. May or may not have...
An actual murder.
Allegedly,
yeah,
yes.
This almost isn't fair.
And he's going up against the number 13 seed at 6'4", 236, DK Metcalf.
Ooh.
Another just simply...
I love me some DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
Sexually.
Of course.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No one was thinking any differently.
So, is D'Amico still your number one, Tommy?
Yeah.
We text about D'Amico on the weekend.
D'Amico Ryan?
Yeah, dude. He's the best skin I've ever seen.
Yeah,
K-pop-esque.
My roommate had like his girlfriend and a few friends over last week, and D'Amico Ryan's came on the screen. I was like, oh my God. Like, guys, this is like the hottest guy of all time. They didn't say it. They did
what?
It was crazy. I was like, I'm serious.
Look
him up. I
did this with someone else the other day, and he got mad at me.
Well, you literally scared away the hoes, and it was like, Rudy was trying to convince this table of girls that we were with that Playboy Cardi was the hottest guy he could think of. And then we were like, no, that's not right. And Rudy got like actually offended. Like we called Rudy ugly. Like, no, he's hot. He pulled up a bunch of pictures that weren't online in his album, in his
camera.
Oh
my God.
And then the conversation like moved on like 30 minutes later, and Rudy hasn't spoken a word. And then he had a bunch more pictures to show. And they're like, all right, we're going to go get a drink.
He has a folder in his phone. Like,
D'Amico Ryan, you guys aren't about this.
Actually. D'Amico Ryan's is actually hot.
D'Amico Ryan's, now listen, could his teeth use a little bit of work? Yes. But when he has that mouth closed on the sideline with that tight, tight red shirt. Watch tonight. They're on Monday Night Football tonight. Oh my God.
D'Amico Ryan.
What is handsome, man.
Is he the coach?
Yeah.
Yes. Coach. He used to be on that
even, like,
team.
The authority figure even makes it kind of sexier.
He does have nice guy.
He makes Idris Elba look like Urkel.
I can see where you're coming from. I've been long.
It's like it's so gay. Literally, gorgeous. I've been thinking
I've never seen more flawless skin.
He has good skin and he's handsome. I don't know if he's like that a level.
You're not even.
No, he's. I said this before. I mean, I said this on the bracket probably a couple years ago, but I've been saying this since I think 2020 when the 49ers defensive coordinator. They would just show him on the sidelines, and I would literally, oh my God, who is this handsome black man? And he would take my breath away every time. And then his coaching career has skyrocketed since then. I think he won coach of the year last year, maybe. Great first year with the Texans. He's a handsome,
he's smart, so symmetrical.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Perfectly symmetrical.
I apologize. I hadn't seen D'Amico Ryan.
I was not familiar with your game, D'Amico Ryan.
I mean, look at that guy. That's the hottest.
But you're saying Playboy Carti is like the sex symbol?
I don't know who you're talking about anymore, dude.
I don't even know Playboy Carti is.
Are you over? Because, that's crazy.
I mean, I'm over him ever since I saw that.
Ever since you saw D'Amico Ryan's, yeah.
But he's getting better with age, too.
There's something about that D'Amico Ryan's that's
great.
It's
too, because it's sexy name.
Usually bald guys have a shine. He's Matt.
Yeah, he has a mat,
he's a mat man.
So now we're going to pick our weapons for Ray Lewis versus DK Metcalf.
Okay,
we'll start.
We got a little sidetracked
in our extremely masculine gladiator battle. So first up, Ray Lewis. What weapon is Ray Lewis would have been great with the pocket knife.
He'd probably bring his own.
Is there a gun on here?
No gun.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Ray Lewis
was frying pan. Oh, the comical Tom and Jerry frying pan.
That was not going to do much. That.
What?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, my God, Tommy.
A frying pan?
Yeah, you like Tom and Jerry? Like,
you would flatten.
Tommy, you'd be walking like an accordion.
Yeah. I'm not fighting him.
You're fighting him. Tough. Like, oh, don't worry. It's Ray Lewis with a frying pan. It's a bloodlusted Ray Lewis with a frying pan.
You poupade a pocket knife.
Dude, it's a frying pan.
Ray Lewis has killed people.
Yeah, your face would look like it'd be two-dimensional.
He would kill me with one hand. DK Metcalf. Let's see what DK Metcalf has.
Right. DK Metcalf, I think, is too soft-spoken and kind.
I agree, but he was so... Everyone wanted DK Metcalf on this one, at least submission-wise. So.
That's a fantastic point, Rudy. His mouth guard looks like a binky.
He has a binky.
So, and another Tom and Jerry weapon. The oversized wooden mallet goes to DK Metcalf.
I mean, that's better than a pocket. Better than a frying
the
pan.
The giant two-hand.
No, it is not.
Think the giant two-hand one that, like, Tom uses to crush Jerry with and turns him into an accordion, like you were saying before.
Yeah, like, are we talking, giant? Like, the strong man ring the bell at the top of the...
Kind of. Ping. Yeah, but even bigger. Comically large. Like...
But is it usable?
Yes. Right. Oh, yeah.
But if it's wood, is it gonna be heavy as fuck?
As heavy as a cast iron giant frying pan? Probably.
It's not that heavy.
Wood is so heavy.
And splinters.
Oh, yeah, it's like
it's oversized but not heavy?
He could wear gloves.
Okay, so the Ray Lewis with the frying pan versus DK Metcalf with the giant wooden mallet. Tommy.
I'm going DK. I know you guys are saying he's nicer.
You're picking who you're more sexually attracted to.
So far, has been the thing.
Tommy would be in the dress in the stands going, woo.
I'd be a Brucey in Longest Yard. but I don't know. Ray Lewis, like, he's had his thirst for blood quenched already. I think, DK Metcalf he wants his first kill. And just because he's nice doesn't mean he can't be a war. And he can be a bit of a hothead on the sidelines, that DK. So I think, he's shown a passion. His body's better. He's way. I mean, also, like, we got to think about age.
Yeah. Just to be clear, we're talking about, like, in their peaks.
Yeah,
all these athletes.
Don't do age.
Yeah,
here.
No, okay.
Sorry.
I should have clarified that earlier. We're doing peaks.
still, he's more agile, DK Metcalf. I think a mallet is a lot more dangerous than a fucking frying pan, so I'm going with DK Metcalf.
With going DK Metcalf? I think,
and I am more sexually attracted to him.
Also, yeah, big factor there. For my vote, I think I would also go DK Metcalf, but mostly because the speed, I think, is a big factor here. Like, Ray Lewis is humongous, and in his prime, super strong. Obviously, he hits super hard. And the frying pan, if he clipped you with the fucking cast iron frying pan, you're going to die. But DK is super fast and also super strong. So I'd go with DK Metcalf and his giant wooden mallet. Nick.
It's Ray Lewis. I saw this video last weekend of like Ocho Cinco trying to blindside him. And Ray Lewis didn't move. It's a pretty big guy, fast guy, running full speed. And Ocho Cinco got hurt trying to blindside Ray Lewis. I think there's some recency bias going on with DK now being, you know, huge and active. But Ray Lewis was a monster and has killed.
Yes, he did. I saw that clip you were talking about.
DK seems too kind. I think he would look up to the Caesar and hope for that thumbs up.
Yeah, you're like, can I have my Skittles,
please? But yeah, he eats Skittles, wears a binky, and has a diamond stud nose ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his meal is like gummies.
Yeah,
his dinner.
He has espressos and Skittles.
Okay,
Ray Lewis probably only eats bone marrow.
He did illegal shit. He had deer antlers.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah,
the
deer
fuck
antler
that.
Spray. Yeah,
sick.
Yeah,
he saw a deer and he's like, "Let's grind this up to a liquid and spray it on my body."
Like, Mr. Lewis, you have a collapse.
That'll make me stronger.
Yeah, like, you have a collapse lung. He's like, "No, I got deer spray."
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I never really put much thought into that. He got like in trouble for that.
Yeah,
I remember because I guess it works.
What fucking kale? What powers can deer antlers?
No one ever stopped to ask what the fuck is deer antlers?
Yeah,
spray?
I never have stopped to think like what effect could that have on the human body.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, I did steroids, I did this, I did that, and then Ray Lewis did deer antlers play like he was the shaman.
It's like one of the more natural things you could ever do.
So, deer antler spray is a supplement made from the covering of immature deer antlers that contains insulin-like growth factor 1.
They were kid deers?
Wait, that's just creative. So deer, they lose their antlers, but they have this like fur over top that's like velvety.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And I think that's what it was.
So it had like a growth hormone in it.
That is so badass.
Yeah, that's like what a gladiator would do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, they used to sell gladiator sweat as perfume. In ancient Rome. Isn't
it's probably pheromones.
Tommy was bathed in that shit.
Oh, yeah. I would love that. I would buy D'Amico Ryan's sweat.
There's a pretty good chance in the offseason like he comes to the office for an interview.
I would love to sniff the chair he sits on.
All right.
KB.
I think DK might be... a bigger beast on paper. Like, I think his bench press, his speed obviously is better, but everything I hear about Ray Lewis, DK is a receiver.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. But what is the weapon difference? So DK is going to have this large mallet?
Yeah, we all have more reach for sure.
And what's the end of the mallet?
Hammer, wooden head of a hammer.
I don't know what a mallet is. Okay. I think if DK has that, he's going to win.
I think Ray Lewis is too fast. I think you could hit Ray Lewis in the head a few times with a mallet.
How would
only get more mad?
Okay.
DK,
dude, a skillet hurts if you drop it on your finger from like an inch off the ground.
DK's a wide receiver. He cried when Pete Carroll called to draft him. What took you so long? That's what he said.
Jesus.
What is the skillet?
That's metal. The metal frying
pan.
It's a frying pan.
You could swing it faster.
Versus a big fucking hammer?
Yeah, thank you. I thought really I was fucking going crazy.
Wood still hurts, dude.
I get it, but it's cast iron skillet. Like, that is like...
It would hurt more than a fucking wooden hammer?
Yes. If you hit someone in the temple with a cast iron skillet, you are knocking them out and maybe killing them.
Yeah, but I think the wooden hammer, if you get hit on the top of the head,
are you trolling right now?
Wood is still very hard.
But you can't swing it as hard.
If it's long, it doesn't matter.
So DK has reach on him. He has height on him.
I think Ray Lewis is more.
I'm giving it to DK with the mallet.
I would take all of you with a metal skillet, and if you all had
wood. Based off the original Mario game, isn't the mallet used to kill DK?
Yeah, and then they were doing Mario physics?
Yeah, I'm sending a picture of the giant wooden mallet, although in this case it's being held by a mouse, so it doesn't
seem maybe need to send a picture of a giant wooden
mallet.
Send
a picture of a frying pan to Rudy, too. Can you remind Rudy what a frying pan looks like?
Here's a question. Are we if he can use it as Mario or Tom uses it,
oh, yeah.
Then sure. If we're using those physics.
I got to send the picture up.
This is Tom after getting hit by the giant, by the frying pan. That
oh yeah. Oh, that's a frying pan.
Yeah, but that's after that's him after getting hit by a frying pan and turning into a frying pan. That's just classic stuff.
DK is gonna spin it around like a helicopter propeller. And you said, what did you say about a frying pan? If you from an inch away, if it falls on
a
your cast finger?
Iron skillet, if you dropped it
on your
like
finger,
a,
no, those are heavy as shit.
They're heavy.
They are.
As
they're
fuck.
Very heavy.
I mean, oh, I'm thinking. Oh, okay.
I'm not talking about like the Amazon Prime like hex of things that weigh like 4 ounces.
But that's what this is that Tom has.
That is, no, now you're twisting it. That's not it.
He it is. It Look at the fucking thing he just sent.
That's
he
a
said
cast
it was
iron.
A skillet.
It's cast the iron. Frying pan. The wheel says
but
fucking
cast
frying
iron
pan.
Like a,
nobody
a regular...
has ever said cast iron skillet besides you.
No, no.
I definitely
Ken
said
it.
I
well, but whatever. That's skillet. Not on the fucking wheel.
So it does make a difference. But the frying pan is
right,
lighter.
Let's give him the cast iron.
Let's give him okay. Cast iron. It is.
I think it'd be a good fight.
Yeah,
it would be a good fight.
It would be a great fight.
I think I, what I've been picturing in my head is the one Ken Jack sent in the second gift, this regular size frying pan you get on Amazon for like $13.
Oh, that's convenient.
Well, that's Kendrick the fucking thing from the show.
That's not, that's his
the
head.
Wheel says the frying pan from Tom and Jerry. That's the frying pan.
Yeah, but all we have a picture of is his head after being hit
no,
by
the
it.
Second
yeah, the frying pan is just laying on a mouse, and the mouse seems pretty fine.
Oh, that one. Okay, oh, no. Hold on.
I mean, most of these... From makeagift.com.
I see it. I see it. Listen, who'd you...
What a sight.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm changing my vote to Ray Lewis with the cast iron skillet.
Okay. Okay. So that means we are 2-2 right now.
Knees.
I'm going to pick Ray Lewis simply because of the intro.
Yeah, walking out.
That is a good point.
He basically did Gladiator-style intro. They used to bring in, when they switched to turf... In Baltimore, they used to bring in grass for him to pick up and rub in his mouth.
Yeah.
Imagine
that's,
him.
That's so he could, yeah, that's sick.
Oh,
imagine
fuck,
him
I'm
in
switching
the Coliseum, the pop he would get. It would be insane. Also,
do you think Ray Lewis has ever said, ouch? Is there any?
No.
No. No, definitely not an owie.
Not an owie.
Oh, come on.
Close. Did Ray Lewis have a welcome to the league moment?
Ray, what's your welcome to the league
yeah.
moment?
Yeah.
Didn't have one. That would be sick.
And I think that Ray Lewis is the type of guy, like, he's on the panel. I look at him in the back of his head. He's thinking, he's like, man, I wish I'm due for another body. Like, I think he thinks about that.
Yeah.
He's thinking about his next one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a taste for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ray Lewis.
He was in a limousine and thought about violence.
Really?
That's where it happened.
Do you remember his excuse? I don't know anything about it.
His excuse was like, because they went to a club, right? And his whole excuse was like, there's no way I could have killed that guy. I was wearing my nicest coat.
Yeah.
He's like, no way I would have murdered a man to death. I was wearing my favorite
That's
coat.
That's like what like a gangster would have said in the 20s.
I actually I don't know.
You think I'd kill a man in this coat?
I think it happened the week of the Super Bowl.
It was right after. I think it was like after they won.
Yeah.
Right after
and his defense was like, no, I didn't kill that guy. My friends did.
Mm-hmm. Ray Lewis would be an excellent gladiator. Like, his mindset is still, all his kids are named Ray.
Wait, he did
like
the George
III,
Foreman?
Raylan, Rayshod, Rayshawn.
that's really...
That is, yeah, that's
I,
some,
did, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's how they did it. Maximus II.
Yep.
That's like George Foreman. I think all of George Foreman's kids are named also George or Georgina, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So either way, Ray Lewis is going to move on. Now we have the 9 seed versus the 8 seed. The 9 seed is at 7-1, 325, Shaquille O'Neal. Again, we're talking in their primes, not now. So we're saying probably like Lakers, Shaquille O'Neal.
Break the backboard.
Yeah. Like, well, destroying backboards. Yeah. In the Lakers. Let's say early Lakers tenure. And that's going up as number 8 seed, standing at 6'6", 265, Rob Gronkowski. Another very widely submitted one.
That's a good one.
So he has the mindset that Nick Bosa's dumb. Rob Gronkowski is like violent dumb.
Yes.
Yeah.
He would laugh.
Yeah.
He would like have you pinned and start tickling you.
Yeah. It would be bad.
It'd be really bad. So Shaq, again, massive, huge, not maybe as quick in his feet, but Gronk also big, not as tall.
His prime he was.
Yeah. Shaq versus Gronk, we can do our wheel for weapons. I'm very curious to see.
I almost wonder if Shaq's too big to be a gladiator.
You think so?
He's like...
He was much more nimble back then, though.
Was he?
He was.
I mean, compared to now he's like a mastodon. He's like a species of animal that has been previously forgotten.
He did do Shaq versus, great TV show.
Was it?
It was watchable.
see if I can get this.
Went from great to watchable.
Yeah, that was one.
Was it?
Big downgrade. Yeah,
yeah. Have a backbone for once.
Watched it a lot when I had my tonsils out one summer. I binged Shaq
What
versus.
A great TV show. Was it?
It was watchable.
I mean, isn't that all it takes to be a great TV show?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so
that's
now...
the one thing I want my TV shows to be is watchable. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll do Shaq first. What weapon will Shaq get? Let's see. Shaq gets...
Uh-oh.
No weapon?
Oh. No, he's going to get a bow staff.
Wait.
Maybe.
No weapon. No weapon for Shaquille O'Neal. That's bad news. But he is massive. That's just helping. Okay, so Rob Gronkowski, what weapon will you get? Oh, it's huge.
Over.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Over.
Baseball bat. Oh, Rob Gronkowski with a baseball bat. Versus...
Before we get into this, is there any footage of Shaquille O'Neal like exacting like strength or power or combat on anyone?
Every single dunk was
real combat off the court.
He fought Oscar De La Hoya. Or something.
In a boxing match?
In Shaq versus? I believe there was a De La Hoya episode. I don't know if he like...
That sounds like something I would be able to watch.
There's that one.
Gotta tune in. I think I could watch that.
There was the one where he did the dunk and then landed like right in front of whoever the center was and pushed him.
Pushed him over and then like laughed
went
at him.
Back, yeah. Like
I believe his power.
I think he might just be too big.
Yeah.
It might be a downfall there.
I've always wanted to see Shaq use a pencil.
Good call.
Oh, Shaq did fight.
Yeah, he did.
Shaq did fight Oscar De La Hoya.
I mean, I know my Shaq versus.
Yeah. And he also fought people in the NBA plenty of times. Fought, like I said before, Charles Barkley. I think he fought Dennis Rodman, a couple other people. He's huge. Just fucking
Rodman
massive.
Would have been a good add to this list.
Yeah, could end up here eventually. You never know.
Okay.
So Shaquille O'Neal with no weapon versus Rob Gronkowski with a baseball bat. Rudy.
Stella Blue Coffee's new canned lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations. So when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today. Taste the difference and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee canned lattes now available at stellabluecoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
My worry is sort of a Mountain and the Viper situation where Rob is dancing around him, just spanking him with.
But calling Rob a Viper, he's still enormous.
Mm-hmm. I get it. But my worry is that if Shaq gets his hands on him, he has huge hands and just might pop him. You know what I mean? Just literally just squeeze him to death. Having said that, though, weirdly, in the Tyson versus Jake Paul fight, during the interview, they did their interview together.
Yeah.
He said, Gronk, stand up. And then Gronk stood up, and he was at his nipple.
Mm-hmm. Gronk and Shaq are the same dude.
Yeah?
They are both. They both like electronic. They both like electronic.
Cripplingly addicted to the limelight.
That is true.
Their kryptonite is any ad deal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're absolutely
right. They're charming.
Right. We could make
they're probably equal on like athletic success.
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah. Do they
Shaq's
both represent
probably.
I think Gronk
Shaq's,
has as many
Shaq's
rings.
More decorated. Shaq's
wait, is maybe not. Gronk is arguably the best tight end of all time.
Yeah, that's true. Shaq, but Shaq's arguably, well,
his wilt is better.
I mean, we say that.
Yeah, and I would agree.
What the fuck do we know?
Because
actually, Will Chamberlain's there. Better than Shaq. I never seen
it's just
play.
A numbers thing, but yeah, I would agree with you. Like, Shaq's the best of our lifetime, no question. So
people, I mean, I'm not a basketball guy, but people say Jokic is better in some ways.
I mean, they're just different players.
Again, yeah. In like 10 years, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's a tough one. What are you thinking, Rudy?
I mean, just the no weapon Shaq just lumbering around and Gronk with a baseball bat. He seems like a Batman villain with that. He'd be like a super, super masculine version of Harley Quinn. I got to go Gronk because he's got the baseball bat.
Gronk with the baseball bat. Do you think that Shaq could stop the bat and then take it from Gronk, though?
That's what I was worried.
Yeah, see, he's almost so too big to hit.
I think he's too slow.
But he's so big, he'd hit him and he'd be like, he wouldn't even know. Like, he
he's
wouldn't even
too
be able to,
big to hit it.
Hitting his head would be hard.
I think Gronk would just run at him, hit him in like the shin or something, and Shaq would be like, ow, that fucking hurts.
We're comparing a football
hurts.
Player to a basketball player, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the least basketball player of like basketball players in terms of like.
Yeah, yeah, he's tall and black.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And Howie, like,
yeah, he's not very basketball.
Peyton Pritchard is what I think of when I think basketball.
You'd get the ball and just dunk it. You'd get the ball and dunk it. Like, he wasn't going between.
No, you're right.
Yeah, yeah, that's not a part of basketball.
No,
dunking,
yeah.
No. The dunks. Yeah. You backed yourself into a corner.
I
understand what you're saying, but I'm not letting this shit slide.
Yeah, he's just a tall black man who dunks it all the time.
Nothing basketball about it. So one for Gronkowski. KB.
Yeah, I got to go Gronk. But I'm thinking like that Shaq could handle a few hits, a few swings of the baseball bat. He might be able to get it out of Gronk's hands in that case. I think he'd be better with the baseball bat. Mm.
Do you think he's stronger than Gronk?
No.
Right.
But more. I think he's more powerful.
He might be stronger, dude.
He's outweighs him by like 60 pounds.
Can you clarify the difference between strength and power in your mind?
And who do you think could harness rage more? This is a fight to the death.
Strength. So I think maybe Gronkowski could bench press more, but Shaq could produce more power. I think power is measurable, correct?
I don't know. I think.
Torque
in ohms, perhaps.
Okay, so he can produce more torque.
So you're gonna stick with
yeah,
Gronk.
I'm
Nick.
Going with Gronk with the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Go for his knees.
Nick.
I'm going Gronk. Just football versus basketball. Mm-hmm. He's used to the contact, and I think he's significantly dumber. To where this would be fun for him. There would be no nerves. He's almost born for it.
Yeah, I think I would go with Gronk as well. I think like in that same vein you're talking about, like you'd be like beating on Gronk, and Gronk would be like his face is bloody and mangled, and he's just laughing. He's just laughing his ass off as he's getting fucked up. Like he's like Ramsay Bolton in the Battle of Bastards, like just getting fucked up, doesn't give a shit. Right. So I'd go with Gronk.
Yeah, Tommy. It's Gronk easy. I think even if first of all, he is a baseball bat, and Shaq has nothing, which is a big thing. But even without that, I think Shaq is like prototypical gladiator.
Yeah. So now we can do our chain
or
game.
Gronk is, sorry.
So now we can do our chain game.
Make no mistake, Gronk would beat Shaq in a fight, I think.
That too, you think? Yeah, like a bare knuckle brawl, yeah.
Yes.
So our chain game, we're going to say that all of these, because they're not going to get a weapon unless they advance, we're going to say it's more of a bare-fisted brawl to come out of this chain game. So in this
prelims.
Yeah.
Is this a battle royale?
And then they get a weapon.
Okay.
Should, because that's how they start.
Yeah, I think there should be a battle royale
amongst
all of them.
Yeah, they're all in the same little arena, yeah. So the first is at 6'5", 207, Usain Bolt, just one of the fast guys. He's also ripped. Like, he's huge. And
he's huge. It would be awesome to see, I think, speed-wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How big is the ring?
Pretty big.
Yeah, I think it needs to be pretty big for this many people. Okay. Yeah.
What's the Colosseum?
I don't know. It feels like it's Colosseum like 50 yards, like 50 square yards maybe.
Okay.
Let's say.
If it was open season and he could run wherever,
that would maybe help.
But not in a enclosed area.
Yeah. Steven Adams at 6'11", 250. Just a giant Polynesian man. Not something you want to go up against in any. And he's also like.
He's kind of an enforcer. Yeah. He's intimidating.
Bill Romanowski at 6'4", 245. He was a frightening human being. And he also, I believe, blinded one of his own teammates, like shattered his orbital bone and just destroyed his eye in practice because he like wronged
steroids.
Him. Yeah.
Is he a football player?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mean.
Big time football player. And then we have Yao Ming at 7'6", 311. I think he's too lumbering, but I guess it just kind of depends. And bare
Yao Ming
ball.
Got beat by the gravity of the earth.
It did wear down on his knees.
Yao Ming's always been funny to me. Wasn't he like, didn't the Chinese government like make his parents have sex?
I think so, yeah.
We want to create like a Chinese super soldier.
Oh, is that how he became?
Yeah.
And then he was just like, actually, I'm going to go play basketball in America. Yeah. what a backfire on the Chinese government.
Anthony Amirati, the French pole vaulter with the giant cock that just got rid of his own pole in the Olympics. He is a solid.
Yeah, his big French dick knocked off the pole.
Mm-hmm. He's 5'11", 190, 10 pounds of those are his dick and balls. Then we have Tim Tebow, while he was still a virgin, specifically.
Yeah, he doesn't want to die without having sex.
Yep, Tim Tebow in college, still a virgin.
That was a lie, dude.
Mm-hmm. Was it a lie?
Had to be.
No, I believe
there were pictures of him with Lucy Pinder. If you guys remember Lucy Pinder, Tommy.
You think him being a virgin was a lie?
No way. He was in...
Because there were pictures?
Of the Caribbean in the ocean with Lucy Pinder. There's
he was in the ocean with her.
Galaxy. So where
he's not married now, right?
I think he is.
Oh, he is?
I thought he was. Am I crazy?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I haven't kept up on Tebow. And then our last option is a Korean esports player controlling prime Giancarlo Stanton with mechanical keyboard and mouse. So they are a combined height of 11'6", 345 pounds. Again, think about
this.
So I submitted this one. Spoiler. I think he has a microchip in his brain where a Korean esports athlete's controlling his body.
Oh, that's the winner.
This is
the most dangerous thing of all.
That is the apex predator. That is the most dangerous thing I've ever heard of. Oh my god.
Yeah. And like the Korean gets to look at Giancarlo in a third person view.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. No question. Yeah. Like it's not POV.
Is that a computer?
Why is he 11 feet?
It's their combined height of the esports player and
He said no.
They're not melded into one man.
No. I'm just saying they're a team here. You know what I mean?
It's just Giancarlo Stanton's body controlled by a Korean.
Let's not get hung up on this completely fake thing.
Yeah.
I need to know if he's 6 feet or 11 feet.
It's his regular height, which is 6'6".
It's Giancarlo's.
He's like Giancarlo, I believe, is 6'6", like 250. Yeah, roughly.
That was a ton of goop. I didn't know. A whole thread of yarn. That's not goop.
Did you
think this is the goop?
Did you just have a piece of twine come out of your eyeball?
It was next to your eye. I didn't know how to say it.
Phantom thread just
put
on my hand. It's not eye goop.
It was goop, dude.
That's a thread.
It had all the evidence.
It had thread come out of your eyeball.
That is gross.
It had all the evidence of goop.
That's string that came out of your eye.
It doesn't seem goop-like, but it was in the goop location.
Well, you know it's not.
Did your body create it, or was that a foreign substance?
I don't think he created a thread, right?
I didn't really know how to say it.
Yeah, it's like silk or something.
It's not, you're not a spider.
No, he created silk.
Interesting.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, boys.
That's gross. Okay, so here are the options again. Usain Bolt, Steven Adams, Bill Romanowski, Yao Ming, the French pole vaulter, Tim Tebow, or the Korean esports player controlling prime Giancarlo Stanton. Tommy.
So here's my issue with the Giancarlo Stanton one is that, as all Yankee fans know, he literally cannot run. He literally is incapable of running.
Oh, that's the dude who was rounding?
This is all prime.
Yeah.
Oh, and I don't know if he's ever been able to run.
But if a Korean is controlling his movements?
He would pull a hamstring within 5 to 10 seconds. That's my concern with Giancarlo. As crazy as this sounds, and I poo-pooed it at first, but I think Usain Bolt in this type of scenario where a lot of people are just going to be running around, he can sort of wait it out, run around the ring. It's going to be hard to touch him. And then he is still a mountain of a man. I think you'll have a lot of people tired out. He's got good stamina.
I disagree.
He's fast as fuck.
I think he's first to go.
He's 6'5", no, man.
He can just run straight.
I'm sure he's capable of running.
He would tire out first.
But you wouldn't be able to catch him.
How would he kill?
He would let them all kill. It would be like my Fortnite strategy. You let everybody kill each other, and then you hide in a bush, and you wait, and you kill.
But what's the longest?
But how would he ever kill?
Yeah.
I mean, he's still a athletic, handsome man.
Insanely athletic dude,
What's the longest we've seen Usain Bolt run?
I think those dudes only run for,
100 yards or whatever, meters.
Yeah,
200 meters. 200 meters.
Something tells me he can run longer.
How fast he can move his legs and body, you'd think his reflexes
He did try out for a professional soccer team and almost made it.
Really? Yeah, yeah, naturally.
Yeah, so he's athletic. I'm taking Usain Bolt. Called an outside-the-park pick of the bracket.
Mm. I would do, among these options, I'll stick with the Korean esports controller thing. That's just a pure quick twitch thing. I agree with Tommy's assessment where, there is a worry he can't handle how quickly the Korean esports guys.
The Korean would
works.
Force movements out of him that he's not capable
muscles
of.
Muscles he does not know how to use anymore. Yeah. That is my ultimate fear. But if we're just talking they're sitting there in a stand-up fight, bare-knuckle brawl, he's controlling every movement of Giancarlo Stanton. I don't think there's anything I would take over that. So I would do the Korean esports gamer. Nick?
Yeah, you got to just to see how he'd fare. Also, if Giancarlo dies, he dies, so the pressure is a little bit higher.
Yeah, it's like the video game Gamer. You ever play that where they control or watch that with Gerard Butler, where the kid is controlling through a video game?
Is it a kid controlling a Marine?
Yeah, it's a kid controlling, I believe, a death row inmate, and they all brawl. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool as fuck.
Yeah. So two for the Korean esports gamer, KB.
Yeah. I mean, he has the size and he can't, he his limitations aren't, won't be affected by it. The gamer controlling him will make him a champion.
Mm-hmm. It's going to win, but Rudy?
My only question would have been, can Giancarlo not run or does he not want to run?
Ooh. He, I mean, if he had to, he could sprint, but he would pull a hamstring immediately.
That was the most you need to sprint moment of his life.
Yeah, and he couldn't.
He couldn't do it.
Okay. So Giancarlo's issue, which is, but like it's been, he's literally too muscular. Like, he has no fat on his body, so his muscles just rub up against each other, and he just, like...
That makes no sense.
It's, like, it's a thing. His muscles...
Is that why you haven't... Yeah, that's why I've been putting on the weight.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't pull a hamstring.
Yeah.
So, that means Giancarlo Stanton being controlled by the Korean esports gamer is going to move on against our number one seed. Our number one seed, by far, the weapon
is huge for this.
Yeah, it's James Harrison, legendary Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker. Massive.
Boy.
So fucking scary. Like, just the one of the most... Like, I don't know how to.
He's the one seed.
He's our number one seed, James Harrison.
He's a good one. I'm just surprised he was
most submitted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's ever done anything nice.
Oh. I watch videos of him working out, and he's the first person I see get angry at the weights.
Yeah.
Not being heavy enough.
Like Hard Knocks, he was pissed. He was just slammed the camera. Scary guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very frightening. James Harrison.
The name of a president, which is funny. Like, that doesn't fit him.
Oh, that's James Harrison.
No, William Henry Harrison.
Is that William Henry Harrison? Might as well be.
Yeah.
So we'll do James Harrison first. What weapon does James Harrison get? It is humongous here.
Crowbar with James Harrison's over. Spear, I don't know if he could wield it.
Spear?
That might slow him. Yeah.
I just think dexterity-wise,
yeah, that's more of a skill thing.
This is Harrison or Giancarlo?
That was James Harrison. So now...
When I see old footage of people using a spear, I'm always like, could they really?
Spears are essentially baton twirlers.
Like They threw it like it was a javelin. Like a Nerf ball. Like the accuracy.
I think it was sick.
You ever see people spear fish?
Yeah.
It doesn't look real.
Yeah, sick.
Okay,
but they're not like beasts themselves.
I think Tarzan, personally.
Right.
Mm. It is like the most basic weapon. Like every ancient civilization used a spear. Little phalanx James Harrison. Giancarlo, what weapon do you get?
This is
besides
huge
besides a Korean.
Yeah, besides the Korean esports controller. Oh, crowbar. Oof.
Wow. So he can swing that like a bat. Those are sharp at the end.
Yeah.
So and like there's a Korean kid like pressing X, Y, and B to
jump
to, move, lethal,
to make him
to lethal effect.
Correct.
A brainer.
Uh-huh.
Correct. All right. So Rudy, you're up first. James Harrison with a spear versus Giancarlo Stanton with a crowbar being controlled by a Korean esports gamer.
Now here's the thing. I think I don't know what is James Harrison walking in and he's just like, here's a spear. Obviously he hasn't trained with a spear.
I think you don't get to train with the weapons.
Yeah, no training.
No training. Okay.
Then it's the Korean. Yeah. It's just with that crowbar, very much like a bat. He might vaporize poor James's head. Like the crowbar was such an important pull for Giancarlo. In any other universe, I would have picked James Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
But a Korean.
Mm-hmm.
With Giancarlo Stanton. And then
Giancarlo Stanton becomes a video game character.
Yeah.
It's just a vessel.
Yeah.
Those muscles with that mind.
Yeah.
I think a spear is more technique, accuracy. I think James Harrison with a crowbar would beat any controlled Giancarlo.
Yeah. Mm.
The weapon was huge here.
The weapon came down to
it. Yeah. It comes down to that one first throw.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Stanton.
Two for Stanton. Nick?
Got to go Stanton here. Got to go Stanton in the Korean.
Yeah.
Are the Koreans the best at esports?
Yes.
They
are. Yeah. Are they?
Yes.
No question.
They're better than the Japanese, I think.
Oh, yeah. They don't fuck with like esports like that. They'd play like JRPGs.
Japanese will find something and they'll just make it, they'll hornify it.
They'll or the Japanese will invent something and just become impossibly good at it.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd go with Giancarlo as well, Tommy.
Yeah, I think James Harrison would try to use the spear a couple times, but the Korean would have Giancarlo do the straight up vertical jump in the air where he just like jumps over the spear coming at him. That would frustrate James Harrison. He'd probably throw it to the side and then it's time for the Korean to feast.
Yep.
So, yeah, like, the Koreans, you don't know, like, if you watch, like, pro Apex Legends players, you'll be like, oh, this dude's pretty good. It's like a kid from California. And then they go up against the Koreans, and it's just a shock and awe campaign.
Mm-hmm. Like, the Koreans will burn through, like, one keyboard a match. They're just ripping it. I said mechanical keyboard and a Razer mouse as
you
well.
You did note, which is humongous in this regard. So now we have on the other side our 11 seed versus our 6 seed.
With red switches, so a little...
Oh, that's the newest innovation of...
Yeah.
Mechanical keyboards, like the old keyboards.
I was going to say, so will that slow them down? Or
No.
If it's a nano mouse, the ones that weigh like 1 gram, I mean, it's curtains.
Mm-hmm. So now we have the 11 seed versus the 6 seed. The 11 seed is at 6'9", 250, LeBron James, another heavily submitted one. One of the most athletic humans.
I think he would be good at anything at any era.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Could not agree more.
The great Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, Kyle.
Also, dude.
That's my favorite LeBron clip of all time. You guys seen that?
No, I love tight ends.
He's the like talking about how much he loves tight ends, and he's clearly reading off a list of NFL tight ends. And
he said the great Kyle Pitts.
And he goes the great Kyle Pitts. The way he says it, I'm gonna send it in the chat.
No, somebody found the exact blog.
Exact list that he was reading
he's
off.
Doing that in that order.
The way he says Kyle Pitts is just implanted in my brain for some reason.
Dude, he's one of the all time great liars.
Kyle Pitts has had like four.
Wait, hold on. Do you want me to just play it in?
Just play it.
Yes, sir. Shout out all my tight ends out there, man. Beautiful thing, Travis Kelce, George Kittle, TJ Hockenson. That's just to name a few.
That's so where Pat Freiermuth came up.
Because he couldn't say it.
Stud. Just to name a few. Dawson Knox. I can keep going on and on about some of the great Kyle Pitts.
the great
Kyle Pitts. Holy shit.
And
just to name a few.
He can go on and on.
Name a few. It's so funny.
I could go
better than Ain't That Our Ball.
Yeah. It could go on and on and on. LeBron James is going up against the number 6 seed at 6'1", 2.
So Dawson Knox fucking sucks.
Yeah, it was not good last year. They drafted a tight end to replace him.
Yeah.
So 6 seed at 6'1", 284, Aaron Donald, just an absolute tank.
One of my favorite players of all time. And he went to Pitt, which says a lot.
Mm-hmm. And he's
from Pittsburgh.
I was trying to look up the things that, some of these players do in the offseason. He trained in Krav Maga knife fighting because it helped with his hand speed when trying to get off the line.
And he has like the strongman look. That's not like. Gets the woman's gaze. It's like
the male,
primitive, strong.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. He's a man.
He can bench
man.
Press 500 pounds. I'm pretty sure.
That's I think he was on PMT and said that.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was on PMT with DK.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, it was
500 pounds.
So I think it's also going to be important
but he can also
here.
Move.
That's more than everyone in this room.
Why would you? Why would you ever want to do that? And no, it's not.
It isn't.
There's five of us.
It isn't.
They're saying more than all of us in this room could bench combined, which also still
that's
true.
That's true.
But I was saying the wrong one.
Yeah. Okay, so what weapon will LeBron James get?
If Aaron Donald gets a mace,
that'd be curtains. Beyond curtains.
But LeBron does.
Oh LeBron God. Gets the mace. So LeBron James with a mace.
Aaron Donald would eliminate LeBron.
I don't know, dude.
Yes.
Eliminate
like,
any.
I think he'd liquefy him.
Liquefy him.
Yeah.
So, but dude, in the Coliseum era, the number one drink was wine.
Oh my God. Aaron Donald with a steel chair. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
But now that I can't picture LeBron getting decimated, I just can't picture it.
So we are at right now LeBron James with a mace.
We're saying. A mace, like
not the pussy mace. Like
no, give him
a real
give him
mace.
That mace.
Like
that would be
what the fuck?
Give him pepper spray.
Imagine like a pipe with a ball at the end of it that is covered
with
in spikes.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Oh, that's incredibly dangerous. I was thinking it was like the thing
chain.
Girls use.
Well, that's a flail, I believe.
Is that a
with
flail?
A chain.
My goodness.
Or like
it depends. Yeah. I've seen both.
Yeah.
Is it, were we doing the one with the chain or not?
Chain, a Morningstar.
Ron would end up hurting himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Morningstar is what I think also what they call that with the chain on it and the flays around. Yeah.
What a cool name that is.
Very cool. Okay. So LeBron James with the mace versus Aaron Donald with the steel chair. Tommy Smokes.
I was picturing like Aaron Donald running with the steel chair and LeBron like pepper spraying him in the face.
Get away. Ew, ew.
I mean, he'd be fucked, dude.
Yeah. This is hard. I mean, hand-on-hand combat, I'd take Aaron. I don't know. LeBron is such a fucking freak. Does the mace have the chain? What did we decide?
It does not have a chain. I'm thinking like
steel
it's
steel chair acts as a good shield for a mace. That's
true,
a
true.
Good weapon.
It's true.
Exactly.
I think I'm going to go with Aaron Donald because of the knife training. Knowing that LeBron's not doing knife training in the offseason. No chance.
Too busy reading The Godfather.
Yeah, he's a warrior. So I'm going with Aaron Donald.
One for Aaron Donald. Yeah, I'm picking Aaron Donald over almost anything in here. And steel chair, I think, is a good combo offense and defense weapon. So I like Aaron Donald here. Nick.
Aaron Donald kind of ruined the defensive end position for other defensive ends. Because, like, he just inflated those stats so much, getting, like, fucking 13 sacks a season. Like, that just doesn't really happen. He's one of my favorite athletes of all time. I could wax poetic about Aaron.
I didn't
Donald.
Know that.
Yeah, I love Aaron Donald.
I believe he was actually a defensive tackle.
Mm. Was he?
He was a three tech.
Shit.
I saw someone say that the other day. I don't know shit.
I thought he was a defensive end too.
I might be wrong.
Defensive tackle. No, defensive tackle. So he ruined that. Yeah.
Dead center.
You assume he's a defensive end. With yeah. I fucked up there.
Yeah. But what you're saying, he ruined the defensive tackle position because he got numbers that a defensive end would.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're going with Aaron Donald as well?
Love watching him, yeah.
Yep. Three for Aaron Donald's going to win, but KB?
He's such a better combatant than LeBron James.
I want to look at him shirtless.
Oh, I sent a picture in the chat.
Fuck yeah.
Humongous.
He's
Rudy.
Like 6 feet wide.
The crazy thing is that I just looked it up. So LeBron is 6'9", and Aaron Donald's only a puny 6'1". But Aaron Donald weighs 285 pounds and LeBron weighs 250 pounds.
Oh my God. And that's all strength, too. It's not like
LeBron's got to weigh more than 250. He's got to be fudging the numbers there.
He has to.
He's got
to
be like
LeBron has to be like 280.
Yeah, I was going to say 275.
He's not thin at all.
Yeah. I don't know, man. LeBron, it doesn't matter, but I'll make the argument for LeBron, I suppose. Like, he is the greatest athlete. Like Aaron Donald is just a humongous, like muscly freak. Whereas like LeBron is so agile and so
That's true.
Yeah.
Right. But
and so big. Yeah. And so he also like the chair is a good defense mechanism, but LeBron has a weapon with spikes on it.
But I just don't think it would hurt Aaron Donald.
I don't think LeBron also has that killer. Like, I could see him being like, I can't do this in front of my kids. And, like, bowing out of the fight or something like that.
No, he wouldn't do it. He would say it's for that, but he would just not want to
be. Yeah, he would just be scared.
In front of people, yeah.
Yeah.
LeBron has, like, a spike ball.
Yeah.
That you can, like, wave around, and Aaron Donald just has a chair.
Steel chair. From WWE.
I'm going LeBron.
Stuff.
Yeah, when you put it like that.
that's an extreme advantage.
So you're going to switch to LeBron?
What would Aaron Donald do?
You use it as like a shield, basically. You could stop the mace.
But how would he attack?
You smack him with the steel chair.
He's got to go ground and pound.
Okay. I'm going LeBron.
Yeah.
Right. I think I'm going to switch too. I think when you really put it like that, a metal spike wand versus a chair.
Yeah.
And LeBron is
one good hit.
LeBron is so athletic.
Yeah, LeBron is. LeBron. If this was a competition of like who could play every single sport like better, it would be LeBron, no question. I think in this specific thing, a combat, pure human combat.
But no, if it was actual combat, Aaron Donald is so superior to LeBron James.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The avenues of victory are so much more.
He has a better
one. Yeah.
He has a weapon.
I'm torn.
It's like a spike.
Aaron would have to just bull rush him, hope he gets him on the ground, and then suffocate him.
One deflection, get close.
Yeah, which could happen.
But this means we're 2-2 right now. Rudy's going to have to tie break.
Oh, I'm going. I think, I honestly, earnestly think LeBron would beat him with the spikes.
That means that Aaron Donald is going to lose. LeBron James with the mace is going to move on.
Suck it.
LeBron.
My favorite athlete.
No, I actually don't really like Aaron Donald that much. I thought it'd be fun.
That's convenient.
I thought it'd be fun to be a big Aaron Donald fan.
Yeah,
just for this. So now we have the 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed.
I'm picturing you in the stands, being everyone's like booing you because you have like a foam finger and like a go Aaron.
I actually don't even like him.
Yeah, you're like, that's gotta be fun.
Not even a big fan.
That'd be fun for yeah.
you. I was trolling you guys.
It was fucked up. I almost believed you liked Aaron Donald.
So now we have the 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed at 6'9", 256. I think Rudy will probably enjoy this pick. Zdeno Chara. He is a massive, humongous
hockey player.
Yeah, he's a hockey player. Big Slovakian guy. He's played in the league for, feels like, what? Like he played for, what, 20 years, it felt like? Forever?
The tribe, man.
Yeah.
Slovaks, rise up.
Slovaks. He's massive. He's the son of a Slovakian Olympic wrestler. He wrestled in his youth. And somebody told me that he was also has multiple black belts. I couldn't find confirmation of that, but they said he also does martial arts too. So just something to throw out there.
Wow. He loved, towards the later end of his career, he loved doing yoga and stretching. That's how he achieved longevity despite being the size of a fucking tree.
And he's going up against at 6'7", 282, Aaron Judge, another Yankee making on the list. He is, again, just a massive, huge being. He might be too kind.
Yeah. I hope it's not a playoff gladiator match, am I right?
if he gets past this round. So Zdeno Chara versus Aaron Judge. Rudy, you're up first.
Wait, what are the weapons?
I almost forgot about the weapons. That is tremendous.
Yeah, weapons.
That is like a very massive part here. And again, let's see. Sure.
Aaron Judge is also like weight room strong too, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so we'll start out with Chara. What weapon does Chara have?
Nunchucks.
He gets the nunchucks.
No. Please God, no. Please God, no. Please God,
he
no.
Does, he'd have no idea what to do with nunchucks.
No one does.
No.
The Japanese.
That's not a good weapon.
No. I mean, if Yao maybe suffocate. Had these, might be different. But so now we have, what weapon does Judge get?
You can strangle someone with him. What the fuck is
the Kubaton?
What the fuck is a Kubaton?
The dumbest self-defense weapon of all time. And
I don't know what a Kubaton is.
You don't?
I'll send a picture. It's one of those weird things where like it went viral for a while because like they thought women could use it as a self-defense weapon that you could like keep on a keychain. I'll send one in the chat. They are...
God, this is it?
Yeah, they are remarkably dumb, and all they have, like, since they came out and people started buying them, every single person that knows anything...
It's like a portable dildo.
Yeah,
all dildos are pretty portable.
Oh, they're very dumb.
In your mom.
They need to start making portable dildos.
Yourself,
you could fit in, like, a carry-on.
None of my dildos are portable. yours, Mike.
You have those stationary dildos.
This is like a weaponless match,
Dilton.
So this is just man versus man.
I mean, this Kubaton, though.
Oh, the hockey
getting stabbed
destroyed.
By that would suck.
It would hurt like fuck.
So the Zdeno Chara with the nunchucks versus Aaron Judge with the Kubaton. I believe we ended with you, right, Rudy? So you're up first.
So here's the thing. I don't know much about baseball. Aaron Judge strikes me as the kind of guy where, like, if he clips his fingernails a little bit too close, he's like, ooh.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Mm.
And Zdeno Chara. Yeah. Zdeno Chara was a man's man. He was a beast.
Right. He's a hockey player.
And not only was he just some big lumbering oaf, he actually had legitimate skill. Like he was, the craziest thing about him was how big he was and how nimble he still was.
So this seems like an extreme advantage. I don't want to write off Judge immediately, but
now here's the rub.
Mm.
Hockey players in general, it doesn't matter how gifted you are at hockey, you might be the worst athlete.
Doesn't translate.
Yeah.
I don't know about Zdeno, but at least he's big. There's just something about Eastern Europeans that are just they can endure pain like a hound.
They live in pain.
They live in pain. Uh-huh. And I think that Zdeno Chara has lived in pain because I think his body is so big it just hurts. He's lived in that. I think he's got more of a savagery in him. I don't know much about Aaron Judge, but I'm going to go with Zdeno.
That, like his dad was an Olympic wrestler in the Soviet bloc. Like that is not an upbringing.
That's like one of the more depressing things you can think of.
Yeah.
That's like the worst fate.
Yeah. KB.
Is there any like record of Aaron Judge?
You know, there's been some brawls. He's never thrown a punch or anything in a brawl. He's probably got some fire. But, I mean, to me, it'll come, like, hockey players fight.
routinely.
I'm going with the Slovak hockey player.
Mm-hmm. Two for Čárek. Nick?
He wasn't known as an enforcer, really, was he?
I think towards, good defense, towards the end, for sure, at least.
Like, not like but a no one Rock would, or...
Oh, no, he was rough.
Reeves?
He was not like Reeves, but no one would fight him because it was an instant loss.
Okay, just because of his size.
Oh, so he was the best fighter in the NHL?
No.
Not by, like, straight-up skill.
I thought he was just a good...
But he's just...
Player.
He was a good player, but he would fight, and he would just beat people because he's just so big.
Yeah, I'm taking him.
With his skates on, he was, like, 7 feet tall.
And he's not much of a looker, is he?
Oh, he's uglier, he's uglier than a fiend.
Okay, then I think in a fight with essentially weaponless, the uglier guy is always scarier.
Yeah, mm-hmm. His nose is shocking.
Okay.
He looks like an Easter Island head.
Okay.
Oh, they all slow like East Slavs always have square heads.
Yeah.
They're the ugly Slavic men are the ugliest species of all time.
Well, hold on.
Why are you claiming your?
This is you can't be late stage Slovak.
We did a whole episode on Slovakia. You never claimed.
I talked about it.
Did you claim I'm Slovakia?
I literally said it.
I am too.
I know. That's why I'm saying chill.
No, you're not.
Yes. You're Polish.
I am Slovak. I asked my nanny. She said the bulk czars are Slovak. Yeah. So I'm like 25%.
Oh, so this is a rigged match, kind of. Yeah, too many Slovaks on the panel. I would go with Čára as well. Just Eastern European, scary, has fought
and
before.
Hockey. He's just a fighter versus not a fighter.
Yeah, so Čára with the nunchucks. Although that is kind of part of it. He's like a big, dumb, lumbering beast. I don't know how he would handle a nunchuck. He might just drop them.
I think they would both drop their weapons. Yeah. They'd both like, what the fuck do we do with this?
Yeah,
I'm surprised he took Aaron Judge just lying down like that.
Tommy hates Aaron Judge.
Yeah, Tommy's done.
I mean, I'm not happy with him at the moment.
Yeah.
Due to his World Series performance. And also, like, you know, he's a baseball player. Like, what satisfaction do I get in my life with Aaron Judge winning a fake tournament of gladiators? None.
Okay.
So now you would. Now we have the number 10 versus the 7. The 10 seed is at 63-240, Lawrence Taylor. So we're talking in his prime. So he's coked out of his mind.
Yeah.
And probably doing other very bad things off to the side. And that's going up as number 7 seed, Ndamukong Suh. So it's Suh, 6'4", 313. If you ever hear any NFL player ever talk about Suh, they're like, he was the scariest human being to go against. He was so strong. Like,
well, but wasn't he dirty? He was very dirty.
In his early career, yes. Guy. Later on, no. But like, if you even hear like...
I don't know. I think it was almost always. He was always twisting ankles in piles.
I think that kind of ended when he left the line.
I feel like no. I think he was always dirty. Not.
I think it changed. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I feel like that it was that all that happened during his Lions tenure.
I think in the gladiator arena, I think he'd pick and throw dirt in faces and shit.
Yeah, and that's all legal.
Bring a gun. Yeah.
And keep in mind, that's all legal in this world. In the gladiator world, that is. But yeah, they're both huge dudes. Very scary. So
Twist your cock.
He'd twist your cock.
Yeah, he'd twist your cock straight off. So now let's see their weapons. What do we get for these two? Put this up. Okay, first up, Lawrence Taylor. Let's see what you get. Looks like Lawrence Taylor's size is a very funny image. So if you know what size they are, do you know the knives that the one Ninja Turtle holds?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know the Ninja Turtle.
Isn't Raphael. That two knives?
Yeah. Is it Raphael?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's those two knives that one Ninja Turtle had. Yeah, I guess it's Raphael.
It's Raphael.
Yeah. And so that's going up against Ndamukong Suh with, let's see, with a bow staff, a Ninja Turtle matchup. So Lawrence Taylor with size versus
those are like the typical ninja things.
A bow staff is just imagine a big long stick, like almost like that's what the other Ninja Turtle has.
Yeah.
So
I believe Donatello. I want to say Donatello.
Yeah, you're right. I think it was Donatello.
Yeah.
So Lawrence Taylor, one of the scariest defensive linemen in NFL history, or serious defensive players rather in NFL history, versus Suh, also very scary with a bow staff. Tommy.
This is really hard. I mean, obviously the swords are on their face more effective than the bow staff, but you know, I don't know how good Lawrence Taylor is gonna be with those. He could Ndamukong Suh could use the bow staff to kind of keep Lawrence Taylor away. He could just like whenever Lawrence Taylor wants to get close, he just kind of pokes him with the stick. I always wish I saw Lawrence Taylor play. Like, my dad, uncles are always like, he was, like, the greatest defensive specimen of all time. Mm-hmm. But Ndamukong Suh was dirty. And I do think it would – if he gets in close, I'm going to Ndamukong with the boast. I think I don't know if Lawrence Taylor would be able to use those little fucking knife Sides. Things, and I think Ndamukong would keep him at an arm's length with that bow staff for a while.
So between these two, and you're going with Sue, I would say that Lawrence Taylor with the size, I would agree. I don't know how, if he knows how to use them, but they're still long-ass daggers.
Yeah.
Sue with the bow staff, I think if he just, like, he doesn't even need to hold it like a bow staff. He can just hold it like a baseball bat and just wail on Lawrence Taylor. And he's just significantly stronger and bigger than Lawrence Taylor was. No disrespect to Lawrence Taylor. He's just a smaller, bigger guy. So I'd go with Sue with the bow staff as well versus Lawrence Taylor with the size. Nick?
I think bow staff is the weapon here that requires the least amount of training. Mm-hmm. And you could just go out there and wail. And he's a dirty fucking player. That bodes well for him across the board. I'm going Sue.
He might break the bow staff in half and then stab Lawrence Taylor with it.
Also could happen, yeah. KB?
I'm just going to go with you guys. I don't know enough.
So his name, I believe, if I remember correctly, Ndamukong Suh.
I don't know about them as players. I don't know who, like, I don't know their size. I know Lawrence Taylor is a legend at linebacker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know much about him either.
Suh's name, like his, Ndamukong means like House of 1,000 Spears or something, right?
That's not going to affect my
House of 1,000 Spears?
I think that's what his name means. If I remember reading that once, I don't know if that's
true. That goes hard. Yeah. So what is he, Nigerian?
I have no clue. Rudy?
I mean, I don't know what we're doing here.
What is he then?
Lawrence Taylor has, I don't know.
But you said no so quickly and emphatically.
I think he's like some sort of island.
What? Sue? Yeah. Like an islander?
Yeah, isn't he? I mean, his name is Ndamukong Suh.
That is his name.
Oh, he is.
He is.
He's American.
Yep.
from Portland.
Oh, you can't get worse than that.
No, but what are his.
Yeah, that's his ethnic breakdown.
Let's see.
Break him down. Early life.
Doesn't have one.
You got it.
He was. His mom was born in Jamaica. His dad's from Cameroon.
Oh. So you were more right. Cameroon?
But not much.
His dad played for the semi professional soccer team in Germany.
Okay. So in the Njemba language of Cameroon, it means house of spears. So not 1,000 spears, but still cool.
Yeah.
Well, a house of spears probably has 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
At least.
I don't think. I think you probably have like 100.
Yeah, that's a lot of spears. It's a warehouse.
That's shit ton of spears. So the Sue's gonna move on. You're gonna try and go for the size and Lawrence Taylor?
It's not even the size. He's two fucking knives.
The big knives.
Those are the size.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant size.
Yeah.
No, S-A-I-S, size.
Yeah. I don't understand. Like, he has two fucking knives. I understand Ndamukong Suh is a terrifying individual, but he has a fucking stick and Lawrence Taylor has two knives.
Oh, Lawrence Taylor has knives.
Two knives.
The other guy doesn't.
Well,
no, he's a stick.
They're the size.
They're called the name of the blades are size. That's
you
the name
keep saying
it.
Size. I thought you meant like you're talking S-A-I-S. About his actual dimension.
No. Although that is also a factor. But it's SAIS.
They're the ninja knives.
The ninja turtle knives.
Then what's the other weapon?
The bow staff.
It's a stick.
It's a very long staff.
Give me the man with the knives.
The man with the two knives.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to flip as well to the man.
Oh,
I'm going to flip
he has
too.
Two fucking knives.
No, sometimes you just need to hear things in a different perspective. I forget it happened in the matchup earlier.
Our sides aren't that sharp, are they? I thought it was more of a defense.
They're knives.
They are pointy. I don't think that they're edged.
They're just pointy at the end, but they're not sharp on the sides.
I'm back to
they're
Aaron
not
Donald.
Sharp
I'm
knives?
Back to, oh, no. Sorry, I'm back to Ndamukong
Suh. You don't know that.
I don't think sides are sharp.
You don't know that.
I kind of agree. And I don't know if he'd be able to use them that well. They're not as good as a knife.
They're not edged, I don't think. I think they're just pointed.
I'm back on Ndamukong Suh.
He wouldn't know how to stab somebody?
Well, no, I'm just saying it's a little bit tougher.
Our size?
I think it's more a disarming
sharp.
Weapon.
No, sais are not traditionally sharp. The tip of the sai is called the saki.
Yeah, the non-sharp knives.
What are they used for?
I think disarming.
Oh, give me the other guy.
Well, what the fuck? Why are they shaped like a knife and not a knife?
So that means that Suh with his bow staff are going to move on. Now we have...
I'm still taking Taylor.
For the 15-seed chain game, we have another Battle Royale, but this one is a very different one. It is a chariot round. So this is a giant chariot arena where all of these contestants will be battling on chariots like they did kind of in Gladiator. The first contestant is at 6'1", 205, wide receiver Rashee Rice.
Jesus.
Will be from okay. the Chiefs is the first guy up.
It'll go fast.
After
wait,
that...
Why? Am I missing something there?
He what? Wrecked into somebody on the offseason and ran away.
And then we have, at 5'9", 180, Tony Stewart.
Oh boy, yep, he's killed.
At 5'2", 99 pounds, Danica Patrick.
She'll wreck.
She's 5'2", 99.
Yeah, 5'2", 99. Then it's
that little tank.
Tony Stewart, there's a guy that got out of his car on a race, and everybody else saw the guy, and Tony Stewart ran him over in a race.
Killed in a NASCAR race?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it wasn't NASCAR, it was like stock car. Yeah. And then at 6'3", 220, Jim Boeheim. He's a little bit older, up there in age now, but I think he could probably figure it out.
Who did he run over?
I think a random guy in Syracuse.
And then at 7,980 feet tall combined and 25,000 combined pounds, the Georgia Bulldogs after a party with their car keys as submitted
all
by
they Nick. Do is get DUIs.
Yeah. So the entire Georgia Bulldogs football team versus Rashee Rice.
And they all are they all on one horse?
I think they're all on their own separate chariots, are we saying, right?
Versus a team of the other guys?
Yeah.
Is there an equal number?
No, it's 105 people on the Bulldogs.
Oh. Well, I'll go with the whole football team.
Yeah, I would take the team
crazy,
as well.
I'm
yeah,
go with the whole football team.
I think no way, because I don't think they'd be able to drive a chariot. I bet Tony Stewart raced a bunch of different vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
None of them can drive a chariot.
Tony Stewart could.
Tony Stewart definitely could. Over. So Rice versus Stewart versus Patrick versus Boeheim versus the entire Georgia Bulldogs football team.
I'm tripped up on Danica Patrick being miniature.
Yeah.
She's small. 99 pounds?
9 pounds, dude. Sub 100. Rudy,
which... I expected her to be big for a woman.
She's she's like, wildly bow-legged, is she not?
I guess I never really pictured her as a person, just as a driver.
Yeah, as a GoDaddy commercial girl.
Exactly, yeah.
Everybody thought that was a porn site, right?
I 100% thought that was a porn site. No question.
Why would I, you know?
So
she doesn't have the proportions of somebody miniature.
Who's it? Yeah,
she a bad little tang.
There's no picture on Google where like, oh, she's tiny.
Okay, so again, it's the full chariot round. We'll say that if Georgia football wins, then it would be like one whatever whoever the, who's like the best player on Georgia, Carson Beck.
It doesn't. Yeah, but not a defense. He doesn't have a DUI.
No, but it would be. We'll say it would be. In this case, I guess Carson Beck. So the Georgia football.
Wait, we're now it's just Carson.
No,
Beck?
I'm saying if Georgia wins, because it's not going to be the whole football team that moves on. So the Georgia football team versus Jim Boeheim versus Danica Patrick versus Tony Stewart versus Rashee Rice. Rudy.
I'm taking the whole football team. Call me crazy.
Yeah, the whole young football team of a very good.
Yeah, I'll give me the 100 Division I athletes.
All right, so one for the Georgia football team, KB.
Yeah, I'm going to err on the side of caution and go with them.
Nick.
Those guys put people in danger accidentally, right? It's a conscious decision to drink and drive, but if they were to kill, it would be accidental. Tony Stewart, his was damn near intentional. Because he didn't like that guy.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
This is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
A guy got out of the car and Tony's... Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Dude, no.
Tony, I didn't know it was like that. I thought it was very accidental.
I think that Tony wheeled him off the road. Like, he caused his car to, like, stop. And then the guy got out of his car and was yelling at Tony Stewart, basically.
And Tony Stewart said, you know what I'm going to do?
I'm going to fucking kill you.
I'm going to run you over.
Is he free?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was ruled accidental.
Mm-hmm.
He said vision was low.
Yeah,
because of the
NASCAR.
Again, I'm speaking out of my ass. I should not be the expert at
this.
There's
clear footage of it too, and it's not great.
Yeah.
So you're gonna go Tony Stewart?
Yeah, I'm going Tony Stewart.
I go Tony as well. I do think that the other guys they're not gonna know how to ride any of this. I think Tony Stewart's probably ridden a horse before, and I think that is only one stage removed from riding a chariot. And I think he's got the instinct that these other guys don't have. So I'd go with Tony Stewart. So two for the football team, two for Tony Stewart. Tommy Smokes.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look up more into this Tony Stewart murder later. Mm-hmm. But yeah, call me crazy. I'm going to go with the entire football team.
You go with the entire football team. Okay, so let's say, for this case, it's going to be one player from the Georgia football team because we're not going to be doing full chariots. Now you're going to get assigned a weapon. So let's say, do you want to say it's Carson Beck?
I mean, Carson Beck.
No.
It has to be a large black man on the defensive side of the football.
Carson Beck has a melting face.
Beck is a giraffe.
Okay, who's... Oscar.
I would bet they have a linebacker defensive end that's a projected first round pick.
Yeah. Let's see. Jordan.
Yeah. Tell you what, any one of these guys would cream Paul Mescal.
Oh, like in Gladiator 2?
Did he get huge for it? Are the reviews good? Ken Jack, have you seen it?
Yeah, everyone's, from everything I've seen, it's like, it's no, it's not as good as the first movie, but it's still very entertaining. Okay. Let's see, who has the most sacks on?
This is a ridiculous one.
Smail Jalen Wounden.
Jalen Walker, how about this? He has the most sacks on Georgia right now, 5.5.
Are they going to use the same like music? Are they going to open with a...
That would be really cool.
I think so. So we're saying Jalen Walker, linebacker for Georgia, 6'2", 245. He's going up against our number two seed, an absolute tank of a man. Monstrous. 6'3", 255, Brian Cushing in his prime.
Oh,
just
boy.
Yoked
Boyd
up.
Rage.
Yoked up on the craziest roids you can ever imagine in your entire life. Face all bloody. Just, oh, my God.
He used to fight himself.
Yeah. Yeah. He there was a clip where he was the Browns player. He like headbutted him on the helmet purposely when he did not have a helmet on, and just
and then he would also headbutt his own helmet.
Yes, fucking psychopath.
Putting out a sick vibe.
Okay. Okay, so let's do the weapons here. First, we have Brian Cushing. What weapon does Brian Cushing have here? Brian Cushing gets the baton.
Ooh, okay.
And Jalen Walker, by default, gets the sword and shield. I'm surprised the sword and shield didn't... I know it's random, but it just kind of feels weird that went last.
I think it feels appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah, shocker, the white guy gets the baton.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. Nick Bosa would have loved this one.
Yeah. Yeah. He would have won the whole thing with this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, Brian Cushing with a baton versus, we're saying Jalen... Or it was Jalen.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to pick Brian Cushing just because I don't want to advance some random Georgia football player nobody's heard
yeah.
of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's a sword and shield. Like, think about it.
Sword and shield versus baton, though, and Brian Cushing's a psychopath.
Brian Cushing also wasn't, like, he was pretty good, but
he was very
like,
good.
Was he?
Yeah, he was very, very good, except he just kept getting hurt.
I do think his name value probably exceeded his actual talent.
That's fair.
But, yeah, he was good.
So one for Brian Cushing from Tommy. I would go Brian Cushing as well. He is just a disgustingly psychotic human. Nick.
It's Cushing. What?
Rudy, what's the other guy's name that he's facing?
Does it matter? He's a
yes,
fucking
it does matter.
This is a weapons matchup. Let's be real. The Georgia player has a sword.
Yes.
And a shield. Yeah, and it's a sharp sword, right?
Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
If it's a sharp sword, yeah, I gotta go. Cushing just is one of the scarier guys.
For sure.
Like, he would be a nightmare to, like, hey, could you mind if I bring Brian Cushing with me?
No.
Out at the bar? You know it's going to be an awful night.
Yeah, take him to Chili's now.
No.
Cushing probably hangs out with Obelisk the Tormentor.
Oh, absolutely. No, Obelisk the Tormentor is scared of him. Yes.
Yeah.
Those two are thick as thieves.
And he makes him uncomfortable.
Obelisk is like, chill.
Obelisk asks, he's like, Cushing's not going to be there,
right?
You
gotta relax, Brian.
Yeah, stop headbutting stuff.
So are you going to switch your vote, Nick?
Yeah, sword.
So that means
I was looking up the guy Tony Stewart killed. I'm reading about it.
Mm.
It's insane.
Yeah. He got out of the car. I remember that. And he was yelling at Tony Stewart, and Tony Stewart just rammed him.
Everybody else veered down, and Tony veered up.
Yeah.
And
interesting.
Flung him 25 feet.
Why did he get out of the car?
Tony Stewart nudged him.
Yeah.
And caused a caution.
No, but still, but like, why do you get out of the car?
You don't get out of the
car.
You don't.
That was a bad move, but not one that gets you murdered. So one for Javon Walker, or was it Jamal? Sorry, I keep forgetting this guy.
To me, this is a sanctity of the bracket pick. We can't be advancing a random guy on Georgia whose name we don't even know.
Yeah,
there it is.
I think that might be it. We might have to advance Brian Cushing with the sword and shield.
I mean, I get that, but if we're doing like realistically,
Brian Cushing is the one with the sword.
No, he has the baton.
Okay, I think we got to respect the Georgia football player a little bit. He's a Georgia football player.
He's a Georgia football player.
That means we're 2-2, Rudy.
And also, the Gladiator is all about the unknowns.
How hard is it to use a sword, though? It's pretty basic.
Can't be easy.
Basic.
Straightforward.
Can't just be that much harder.
I don't think it could be that easy.
With the Blade of Chaos behind you?
I would be... No, I don't think.
But you're also not like a 6'5", 250, massive human D1 dude, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I have to just pick the guy with the sword.
That means Jalen Walker, linebacker from Georgia, is going to advance. Let's run through these playoffs quick. First, we have...
I think you should just do random Georgia football
player. Yeah, I think
okay, we'll say random. Okay, yeah. random Georgia football player. So now we have, on the playoffs, Ray Lewis with a frying pan versus Myles Garrett with a trident and net. Rudy.
Oh, my God. I forgot about this. Ray Lewis with a frying pan or Myles Garrett with a trident and net?
Mm-hmm.
Net?
The net is a huge
thing.
Yeah.
It's very big, and a trident is no pushover either. Mm-mm. You can poke from a distance.
But if you missed throwing the net at Ray Lewis, he'd be so mad at you for that pussy shit.
Yeah, he'd be like, you just throw a fucking net
at me. Is that a net on the ground?
Yeah. He'd start chewing. He'd bite his way through
it. He might gnaw through the net.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to go with Myles Garrett in this situation. Distance with trident and just the net. If you get that around Ray Lewis, I don't think he's very good at, like, getting
dexterity,
out of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially with a frying pan in his hand. Like, it's, like, kind of... Yeah, it would be difficult.
So one for Garrett with his trident and net. KB.
Yeah, if this was no weapons and we were just... I think Ray Lewis would be my top pick, but I'm going to go Myles Garrett with the trident.
Two for Garrett. Nick.
Yeah, it's right now it just comes down to the weapons, and it's the trident versus a frying pan.
Yeah, that is kind of tough. I'd go with Garrett as well. Like, even I think in a bare knuckle, I might even pick Garrett. He's just an insane, like, insanely athletic human being. So Garrett with
it. Yeah, I was going to say the same. I think he's bigger, faster, stronger, and he's got a trident and net.
I'm not naming you better, do it better.
Mm-hmm. So now we have on the top end, Giancarlo Stanton being controlled by a Korean esports gamer.
Okay, there's the winner.
Versus Rob Gronkowski with a baseball bat.
The Korean would put his mind in a pretzel. The mind of Gronk versus the mind of a teenage Korean boy addicted to video games. Come on, this is a bloodbath.
Yeah, so lopsided.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even know if you have to go through the football. I'll do Stanton. I'm sorry, Nick, you're Stanton. KB.
Yes.
Yeah. It's got to be the greatest IQ difference we've had so far. Yeah.
He'd have Gronk in the air, like in the sky.
He'd have Gronk hitting himself with the baseball bat.
He'd have Gronk slipping.
Holy shit. I completely forgot Stanton has a crowbar. Yeah. I almost forgot about the crowbar
Gronk
part.
In the air.
Like undercutting him, and he goes flying like 5 feet in the air. Yeah.
I meant like at the stratosphere.
Oh, there's going to be some UFC fans that are very unhappy with us for not. Like, how do you not include Johnny Walker?
Well, no, we said
no combat sports athletes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So Giancarlo Stanton with a crowbar being controlled by a Korean esports gamer versus Myles Garrett with a trident and net. Rudy.
Giancarlo, oh man. The Nets, I mean, dude, the Korean kid, I mean, he's seen this.
He would dodge every attempt. Blindfolded.
He's seeing this in third person, too, like a video game view. So, no sneaking up.
Uh-huh.
Ugh.
Now, here, I'm going to throw a flag just for the sanctity.
Mm-hmm.
You said no combat. I mean, technically, is the Korean esports pro
a combat athlete?
No, not even close. Yeah.
Not even close.
I would say he's 16-year-old boy who plays video games.
Yeah.
But he can't make
combat video game.
But he can't make Giancarlo do anything that he wouldn't already be able to do. Like, he wouldn't make him jump high.
No, he can't.
He has his strength.
Spit a ball of fire.
But it has the Korean's reflexes.
It's just updating his reflexes.
Yeah, he can't make him run.
Okay. And he's going. What is the weapon he's going against?
Stanton has a crowbar. He's going up against Garrett and his trident and net.
I don't know if. Yeah. I don't know if Garrett could use the trident appropriately.
Mm.
Is that something you can just run up and stab somebody with?
Yeah, it's a fork. It's a big, it's like what a giant fork. A Poseidon.
Oh, yeah.
So which one are you going with?
I'm still good. I trust the gamer.
You trust the gamer. That's two for Stanton in the crowbar being controlled by the Korean. Nick?
It comes down to the Korean. Really does.
It is a massive, massive difference. I would go with Stanton as well. Tommy?
Yeah, it's hard, but I don't think Myles would know what to do with the trident and net, you know? Mm-hmm. And the Korean can make any weapon work.
Yeah.
So I'll go with...
I don't think it's too OP, though, because Stanton, I mean, his body, it's his limits. It's his physical limits.
Yeah.
Right. But one hit, if Garrett gets hit by the crowbar, it's done.
Yeah, it's over. So now we have on the other side of the bracket as Stanton in the crowbar moves into the finals. Chara with a nunchucks versus LeBron James with a mace.
Well, next.
I respect Daniel Chara. It is going to be a
blowout. Yeah, it's a blowout.
You guys think this is like a full-on, like, don't even need to vote? We can do it.
Yeah, I mean,
no.
So Daniel Chara is going to throw the nunchucks on the ground, and LeBron is going to bash his head in with a metal ball.
With the metal bat, yeah.
Are nunchucks the unanimously worst weapon of all time?
I think they're sick when you're good at it.
Yeah. But who has anyone ever been good at them?
Ninjas.
Maxi Bruce Lee. Soul Calibur 2.
Oh, God. Okay.
Bruce Lee looks sick as hell using them. Like, but that's basically that in the Ninja like Turtles. Not, like,
is there any real footage of somebody using nunchucks in actual
combat? How many people do you think have been killed by nunchucks?
9-0
Was there like an era where nunchucks were the only weapon?
Pink Panther, there's a sick scene with nunchucks.
I would bet you hard money most nunchuck injuries are injuring the user of the nunchucks, not the person they're attending.
Yes, of someone trying to learn nunchucks.
Yes. Okay, so LeBron with the mace is going to move on. Now we have the random Georgia football player we were saying with a sword and shield versus Ndamukong Suh with a bow staff. Start with you, Rudy.
There's a handful of nunchuck killings in recent memory.
Really?
Really? Where?
Kid at a Halloween party.
That sucks.
Oh, a guy killed his mom.
What?
With nunchucks in San Francisco in 2016.
That's been my accident.
I could have used anything.
Yeah, at that point.
But an amateur boxer killed a man, a 62-year-old man with nunchucks.
Whew. These are all mismatches, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, random Georgia football player with a sword and a shield versus Sue with a bow staff. Let's do Rudy first.
I'm going to go with random Georgia football player.
With a sword and a shield.
With a sword and shield. Because, I mean, Ndamukong Suh, a random Georgia football player is not going to be too far off from Ndamukong Suh. Ndamukong Suh is absolutely humongous and terrifying, but he doesn't have a sword.
Mm. Or shield.
Or shield.
Yeah. KB?
It's a stick.
I'm going to gamble on Suh getting a great, great mismatch, like a backup or something, because it's a big team. Most of them are backups.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just going to go with him.
Nunchucks in the right hands. Sorry, guys, this is crazy. Has it the same amount of energy as a 9mm bullet?
That
just cannot be true.
That can't be true at all.
Dude, we're talking 350 joules upon impact.
So 1-1 right now, Nick.
What?
Sorry, I didn't know how to respond to that.
Well, Rudy heard jewels, and his brain went like monkey see neuron effect, and he was thinking of smoking a vape. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, 100%. There's no fucking way that a nunchuck can produce as much power as a bullet.
Nick, the random Georgia football player with sword and shield versus Suh with the bow staff.
Sword and shield.
Sword and shield, 2-1 right now in favor of the sword and shield. I really do think you could get a good draw on the random, like KB was saying, but the sword and shield is so OP versus a stick. So I really got to go with the Georgia football player. Tommy?
Sanctity of the bracket pick, again, sticking with Ndamukong Suh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Georgia player with a sword and a shield versus LeBron James with a mace. Tommy?
Yeah, LeBron with a mace. You know, I think when we look back on this episode years from now, they'll look back and they'll say they had a random Georgia football player win the whole thing just because he happened to get a sword and shield through a wheel. We don't want that. Do we want that to be in the annals of history? I don't think we do. We want LeBron.
Those pants might as well.
Yeah, those
be
are
clear.
Crazy. Those pants, I can see.
Your pants.
Those pants might as well be made of saran wrap.
What do you mean?
It's been the whole episode.
I just saw your whole dick and balls.
Yeah, yeah. No, you didn't.
Every bit.
Yeah, uh-huh. I saw the wrinkles.
And everybody.
I saw the wrinkles in your scrotum.
Yeah, I can count the rings.
I have a wrinkly, wrinkly scrotum.
Dude, when he moved his legs aside, Nick, it was like there was a vacuum.
It was
seal.
Just a cock. It was a vacuum sealed cock.
It was like it all of a sudden became so clear.
Should I get it? Should I get a boner for the boys?
Yeah, a boner.
LeBron. I would go LeBron as well. He's an athletic freak. At his peak with the mace, I would take it almost over a lot of things. Nick.
Who's it against? Who's it against?
Georgia football with the sword and shield.
We can't have that. That's so boring. So I'm voting against that. I'm not voting for. I'm voting against.
So LeBron's going to win, McKibby.
It's a preventative measure.
Right. But I mean, I think like a Georgia starting linebacker would kind of destroy LeBron James in a fight. But I don't know.
Just think like pure reach alone. He's 6'9", like with a 7'5" wingspan.
This is a football. This is a high level football player.
Yeah. Like LeBron is significantly more athletic.
Mace goes a long way, too.
But with the mace, I'm taking
I feel like it takes the least amount to like really be lethal with it. You don't have to have knowledge or how to use it.
I'm going LeBron with the mace, but if it was no weapons,
LeBron's going to win, but Rudy?
I think I'm actually like straight up okay with it, like not even sitting to the bracket. LeBron with the mace is fucking dangerous.
Yeah.
Okay, so now it's the finals we all expected. LeBron James with a mace versus Giancarlo Stanton being controlled by a Korean esports teenager and he has a crowbar.
Let's be realistic with this.
Trying to be as real as humanly possible here, as grounded as we possibly can be. So, Rudy, you're up first. Who do you think wins in a no-holds-barred fight? LeBron James with a big-ass fucking mace versus Giancarlo Stanton with a crowbar being controlled by a Korean esports gamer.
To me, this comes down to a game of reach and mobility. Mm-hmm. The Korean kid can move anybody around like you can't believe. The problem is that Giancarlo can't really move, so he's limited by Giancarlo's movement. And LeBron has a huge wingspan, and then you add a mace to that wingspan. That is a lethal, lethal combo. So truly, I think it'd be funnier if Giancarlo won with the Korean esports athlete. But I honestly think LeBron would win because strictly based off the reach and the fact that Giancarlo just isn't that fast.
Mm-hmm. One for LeBron. Gibby.
I think the Korean is making Stanton jump, duck, spin, and dive at just the perfect distribution to win this fight.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to go one for the Stanton with the crowbar, Nick?
Yeah, and if the Korean's able to study the game tape to get to these finals in the tournament, he's going to have the timing down. He's going to have this it's a boss battle.
If he can train, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just he's too powerful.
So two for Stanton with the crowbar being controlled. I would go with LeBron in the mace. I kind of agree with Rudy in that the reach is humongous here. Like Stanton's 6'6", he's a big dude, but like LeBron is... The wingspan's crazy, and like you add onto the wingspan the length of the mace, like that is
He probably has
LeBron is destroying Giancarlo. Yeah,
yeah,
being real.
Yeah, but that's but it's still it's being controlled by the esports gamer is a tremendous factor.
Do you know how fast the synapses the reflexes of this gamer is?
I'm trying to picture it.
It's but insanely
it's up
fast.
To Giancarlo's body to respond.
His body can't just. I don't know.
So right now we are 2-2. Tommy, you're going to tie
it's hard. This is tough. Winner. You know, Giancarlo's, the health is a concern for me, but LeBron not having a killer instinct, LeBron does not have the killer instinct of a teenage Korean boy.
This is prime Giancarlo. This is Mike.
Yeah, this is Mike Stanton.
Oh, it's Mike Stanton.
Yeah.
Okay, so he can run a little bit. He can move. This is 59 home run, Giancarlo Stanton.
It's him in his physical peak.
Yeah, I don't know if LeBron, to me, it's, you know, I know there's obviously physicality to it, but it's also a strategic matchup. And as much as LeBron reads The Godfather, I don't know if he has battlefield strategy that a young Korean boy does. So I'm going to go with Giancarlo and the Korean.
That means that Giancarlo Stanton with a crowbar being controlled by a Korean esports gamer is going to win
okay
the bracket
that.
Episode 152. Some of the honorable mentions we had here, Charles Oakley was one that I tried to work in here.
Sean Oakley should have been on there.
Sean Oakman was also, right? Was also
the Baylor guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bo Jackson also heavily submitted a lot. Albert Bell. Dolph Lundgren, I didn't realize pre-acting was like a... fucking like multiple time black belt like competitor in martial arts. Rasheed Wallace, JJ Watt, Ryan Reeves, you guys mentioned earlier. I don't know hockey enough, but Bob Probert, they were saying, or Probert is it?
Rudy? Yeah, he's scary.
Yeah, I guess he's a big time fighter. But yeah, a couple other ones on there. But yeah, big time win for Giancarlo Stanton. He needed that one.
I thought
one.
You guys were going to like, when Kentuck texted me, I thought it was going to be like Gilbert Godfrey versus Owen Wilson.
Athletes.
Yeah, I know. But I thought we were going like real wild.
Real wild with it.
No. Yeah. How would they ever be considered athletes?
I didn't know it was.
Tommy,
I didn't know it was just athletes.
The whole podcast is ruined because of your cock. Yeah. The top comment's going to be like, this timestamp for Tommy's entire cock balls and like the dimple of your asshole.
Yeah, you can see
the divot of
your asshole. We should put this behind a paywall.
Yeah, put this on the paywall. Yeah.
Click to see the wrinkles in Tommy's scrotum.
And Tommy's OnlyFans.
You can see the spokes of your asshole.
It's unbelievable.
The spokes.
It's sad. I know exactly what you're talking about. But that's the episode. We'll be back next week with a new topic.